Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be very excited about having Sarah Heiner back on the show. Sarah is a great member of our Brain Trust for the last 5 years. She's the president, CEO, daughter and of the founder of Bottom Line Publications. BottomLineInc.com is the website. Their Bottom Line Yearbook is, I've got my new ones out now. It's awesome. Their bi-monthly publication is, or I should say semi-monthly publication is awesome. Bottom Line Personal, and you can subscribe there at bottomlineinc.com right now. Sarah, thanks again for being here. One of the issues that you guys wrote about recently this month was nurturing workplace relationships. And I wrote down when I saw this topic in the what you guys wrote about. I wrote down culture, and so I've been. This is a thread I've been following now since the whole shutdown happened and people went home. I've been trying to figure out how we maintain the productivity. I don't know how we maintain the culture, especially with new people. What do you think?
Well, I've been saying this forever. There's a lot of people that are saying, "Oh no, productivity is great," and people are working so much better from home, and they're so much happier from home. Well, let's fast forward a year or two and see what happens to
five.
Training of new people, to the human connection, to the loyalty to the company,
yeah.
Let alone to whether or not you can actually plan new projects. Like you can keep business going at a distance, but imagine when you want to have like a new program that you bring into place, that like how you create those ideas.
The human dynamic is two-dimensional on Zoom, right? And humans are three-dimensional beings.
Well, and we are, part of the connection. Part of what happens at work each day besides work is human connection and social interaction and feeling part of a community. So we had done an article about how to nurture workplace relationships when you're remote, because how do you keep that touch going? And it's so funny because as you probably wouldn't be surprised, I'm very human. So that in the beginning of any meeting that we have, chat
folks,
about dogs.
Okay, folks, we're clear about that now. Many of you thought she was an android, but that's completely debunked now.
Oh, no, my dog's on my Zooms. My kid shows up my life is my life. And that I think that has helped to connect.
How old is that ham sandwich on the table, on the desk there, Sarah?
Nothing lives for long. When I'm hungry, nothing gets in my way. But here's the funny thing. I have a really good friend who works for a big global company. And nobody shows their faces. Nobody talks about anything personal.
Wow.
It's all business.
Wow.
And that's really tough.
That's not
because
good.
There's no, you lose the connection long term, and then she was just telling me
you can do that in the face to face environment, because after the meeting you go meet at the water cooler and you become a human again, but in this case you don't. Well, the thing that I've been trying to figure out is, as I've been reminding people, is before COVID, you went to work and you were in the hive. And you got the culture, whatever it was, good or bad or in the middle, you were indoctrinated, you were steeped in the culture. When you went home, when we were forced to go home, you took the culture with you because you were once at the hive. Well, how do you instill that in a person who's never been to the hive you just hired?
Well, you have to make efforts of it. So, again, when you have your meeting, spend a moment getting personal. Spend a moment letting people into your life. Explain that picture behind you. Share pictures. I've done things like I had people send pictures, share the pictures of their pets, look out the window, what do you see out your window? Like, share our experiences. If you have new people coming to work for you, schedule welcome lunches.
Right.
So, schedule Zoom lunches with individual team members so that people can, I'll call it, build their buddies, even though it's at a distance. Have parties. We had a new person come on right at Christmas time. and we had done Secret Santa. We made everybody, we did literally everyone sent something to somebody else.
Right.
And we did group Secret Santa, and everybody introduced themselves, and they shared, they introduced themselves to this new team member.
Mm-hmm.
So it was perfect timing so that they get to know them. We had somebody retire recently. Her name started with an H, her name is Hanka. So we had Hanka haiku. So I made everybody write haikus, and we went around and shared. But you have to get creative and let people, like, it's okay to let
be
them into your
human.
Lives.
Bill, you've got what we've got to do in this. If you're locked down, more and more people are not. But still, if you continue to be remote, you have to be more disciplined and committed. And specific about humanity, don't you? About the humanity of the whole.
You do. One other quick thing, give acknowledgement. They don't get the feedback.
Yeah, good point. Quick break, right back with our good friend, Sarah Heiner. We're going to talk about power and force after the break. 22, stay with us.
Down on New Orleans.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.